Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Kof Yod. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha ushtara davakas beishanin stama. Malva Omer Sholosh Leiva Omer Shtayim. Kodin Malva Vachvinu Aperi Minemon. V'yuda Omer Karaka Becheskas Bala Kaima. Evkan Omer Peiris Becheskas Eichlein Kaimi. The whole chesal kavati of Canada appears by cheskas lechayin kaimi. On that, our Gemara asks, "What kaim on the whole chesal kavati of Nachman the Amar Karka by cheskas balei medes?" Our Gemara answers by saying, "Hasam milsa davido guihi, hacham milsa davido guihi vachuche beidina treizimni loy matrachinon." The Shach in the Sefer Talkful Kain asks the following to me on our Gemara. In the Rosh before in that Fava and base, we find that the Rosh proves from the Halacha of Rav Nachman. From this, Rav Nachman says, Karka b'cheskas b'loi medes. And for that reason, in a case if someone was Seicher Amercha, Mishnei Mata Zuhum, Roshana Medina Zav Achidesh, V'nisabra Hashana, Afil Baba Seif Achidesh, Kuil Lamaskar, since we say, Karka b'cheskas b'loi medes. From this, Halacha the Rosh proves that Tfisa L'achar Shenilot HaSafik does not work. Since even if we have a karka b'cheskas b'lo emedes, but still a chayr one has a tfisa, the seicher is muchzik on the money. And therefore, from the lachar of Nachman, the Rosh proves that tfisa la'achar shenoyot hasafek le'mahani. But this, that tfisa la'achar shenoyot hasafek le'mahani, is only by a taina shema. If the person who is tefis is taim bari, then tfisa la'achar shenoyot hasafek works. If so, what is pshat in our Gemara? In our Gemara, the person that ate the peiros is a bari. The Malva who is saying Shalosh is a Bari. And therefore, how can our Gemara ask? From the Halacha of Nachman, a Karka b'cheskas b'lo medes. So to answer this kasha, one can say as follows. This, that the Rosh proves from the Halacha of Nachman, that Tfisa la'achar shenir asafik le'mahani, the Rosh means to prove, that from the Halacha of Nachman one sees, that a regular hamitzi mechaveri of haraya will not work. And for that reason, we say Karka b'cheskas b'lo medes, we are mighty mamon mitachas yad ha'seicher. And so too, tfisa la'achar shenoyot ha'safek will not work, since all one has is a regular hamitzi mechaveray of haraya. This that tfisa b'tainas bari works is because now one has a mochzakos in the actual mamon which is moto b'safek. And since one has a mochzakos in the actual mamon which is moto b'safek, for that reason we will say that the muchzik wins. On the other hand, in our sugya, that the safek is a safek about karka, and as far as karka is concerned, even with Hanis Bari, he will not be considered a muchzik in the karka. For that reason, all we are left with is a regular amita mechaveri ol v'raya, which does not work achar shenoyot hasafek. That is a chira, one can answer the shach's kasha on the Rosh from our Gemara. Now, here one has to understand pshat in this. Rav Kana says that we say peiros becheskas eichlein kaimi. Here the tfisa of the malva is a tfisa la'achar shenoyot hasafek. And since the tfisa is a tfisa la'achar shenoyot hasafek, such a tfisa should not work. So to answer this kasha, here one can say as follows. That since, as we find in our Gemara explains this, that we pass in like Rav Kana, even though we pass in like the shita of Rav Nachman, that we say Karka b'cheskas b'alai medes, is because since it is a milsa davide uguya, for that reason we say Atruche beidina treizimni loy matrachinon. And therefore one can say that the pshat in the halacha of Rav Kana, that we say Peres b'cheskas eichayin kaimi, is based on this, that we say Atruche beidina treizimni loy matrachinon. This we explained, that one can say that the halacha of Rav Kana, a peiros becheskas eichayin kaimi, is dependent upon this that we say, Atruche beidina treizimni loy matrachinon, is a mefurish hamachlekes harishenim. The Tesis HaRosh says as follows. The Tesis HaRosh explains that the halacha of Rav Kana is not dependent upon Atruche beidina treizimni loy matrachinon. As the Rosh says, when the Kamar becheskas eichayin oim demashma de chazaka gemurihi atreitzio miyade beidim. And the Tesis HaRosh goes on to say that there is a tremendous nafkamina between Rav Kahana Shita, and this, our Gemara says, Hochasa Kavasi Rav Kana, based on this, that we say, Atruche Beidina Trezimni Way Matrachinon, in a case that the Eidim were mace, Venishtaka Adavar Mi Piacherim, Veyiro Adayonim Shoyuchal Hamalva Oidovar Dvorov. According to Rav Kana, who understands that this we are not mighty the peiros mitachas, the one that was oichal the peiros, and we do not take away the peiros from the malva, is because the malva is considered a muchzik. Then even if the edim were mace, and there is no way to mivarer, but still the halacha will be peiros becheskas seichoyin kaimi. On the other hand, according to this, our Gemara says that we say hochas akavasi darvkana. Based on this, that we say a truche beidina trezimni loymatrochinon, we only say a truche beidina trezimni loymatrochinon as long as there is a possibility of error. If there is no possibility of error, then we will not say a truche beidina trezimni loymatrochinon, and we will be made to the peiros mitachas yad hamalva. On the other hand, in the Talmidei Arashba, and so too is Mashma and the Ramban before in the Avav, and so too is the Mashmos of the Shach and Talkvukayin, they explain that this that we say peiros v'cheska seichoyin kaimi is based on this that we say atruche beidina trezimni loy matrachinon. And the halacha of atruche beidina trezimni loy matrachinon is based on this that the peiros are v'cheska seichoyin. If the peiros would not be v'cheska seichoyin, we would not say atruche beidina trezimni loy matrachinon. And for that reason, the Talmidei Rashba goes on to argue on the halacha of the Rosh, and the Talmidei Rashba says that even if the Edom were mace, but still the halacha is we are not mighty the peiros mitachas yad hamalva, since mashmos of peiros becheskas echoyin kaimi is mashma bechol gavni. So again, from the Rosh, one clearly sees that the Rosh explains that the halacha of Kana peiros becheskas echoyin kaimi has nothing to do with a truche beidina trezimni loy matrachinon, and the halacha of Kana is only because we say that the malva is considered a muchzik in the peiros. Okay, one can ask, as we asked before, the tfisa is a tfisa la'achar shenayot asafik, and therefore such a tfisa should not be considered a tfisa. And so too one can ask according to all the Rishenim. From this, our Gemara asks a seeming stira in halacha, that on the one hand we paskin like Rav Kana, we say peiros v'cheskas echoyin kaimi, on the other hand we paskin like Rav Nachman, and we say karka v'cheskas ba'ulei medes. Well, even if not for this, why Paskin like Rav Nachman, our Gemara could have asked the Kasha on the Shita of Kana, that how can Rav Kana say that Peiros are Becheskas Lechoy and Kaimi, what happened to the Halacha, that Tfisa Wa'achar Shanilot HaSafik does not work? The Chiddush of Rav Nachman is just this, that we say that even though the Tfisa is a Tfisa Bershos, but still the Tfisa Bershos did not work. And Tfisa Bershos does not work Wa'achar Shanilot HaSafik. But as far as the Tfisa on our Sugya, which is a tfisa shalei bershos, v'chira, even if not for the halacha of Rav Nachman, the tfisa should not work. So v'chira, to explain pshat and Rav Kana, one has to say as follows. This Rav Kana understands, that we say peiros v'cheskas echoyin kaima, and there is no chesaron of tfisa la'achar shenayot hasafek, is because the person who is being tefis is a bari. And Rav Kana understands that even though there is no tfisa taking place in the karka, and the fact that he is a bari will not help as far as the karka is concerned. But still, since he is a bari, we will say hamaiti mechaveiro olav harayya. In other words, this that we said before, that even though he is a bari, but still his bari does not help. Since all we are left with is hamaiti mechaveiro olav harayya. For that reason, even though he is a bari, still his tfisa does not help. Rav Kahana on the other hand argues, and Rav Kahana understands that since he is a bari, we will say hamaiti mechaveiro olav harayya. V'chira this, Rav Kahana understands that since he is a bari, for that reason we will say hamaiti mechaveiro olav harayya. Is v'chira because Rav Kahana understands that the way tfisa of a bari works, and this that tfisa of a bari works even la'achar shenayot hasafek, is because since he is a bari, that itself is ma'irir sfeikis. This that tfisa does not work la'achar shenayot hasafek, is because la'achar shenayot hasafek, and we already have a psak of almeiti mechaveiro olav harayya, we no longer have a safek. And for that reason, we will not say almeiti mechaveiro olav harayya as far as the teifis is concerned. On the other hand, if the teifis is a bari, then the fact that the one who is teifis is a bari, that itself is ma'ir a safek. And since we have a safek, for that reason, we will say almeiti mechaveiro olav harayya. That is a chayr pshat in how one can explain the sheet of Rav Kahana. And for that reason, Rav Kahana understands that even though we do not see him as a muchzik, but still the fact that he is a bari is ma'ir sfeikas, and we will say ha'maitei mechaveiro olav harayya, and therefore we will say peiros v'cheskas echoyin kaima. But if someone has to understand what is the raya of our Gemara from the halacha of Rav Nachman, that we do not say peres becheska sechwein kaima. In the case of Rav Nachman, the one who is teifes is not a bari. On the other end, in the case of Rav Kana, the one who is teifes, the malva who is teifes and the peres is a bari. And maybe only if the tfis is a bari do we say hamitzi mechaverei alvaraya. So from this, our Gemara says that based on halacha of Rav Nachman, one cannot say halacha of Rav Kana. One clearly sees that this Rav Kana understands that the tefisa works is not because we say that since the bari is ma'ira safek, for that reason we will say hamitzi mechaverei olav haraya. But rather Rav Kana understands that since he is a bari, for that reason we don't see the tefisa as a tefisa b'gzela. We don't see the tefisa as a gzela, but rather we see the tefisa as a regular tafas, and we will say hamitzi mechaverei olav haraya. And so too, as far as the case of Rav Nachman, that the tfisa was a tfisa b'rishos, we do not see the tfisa as a gzela. And therefore, Gemara means to say that since we say halacha k'rav Nachman, and we say ara b'ches gas mori kaima, and the fact that the tfisa is not a gzela, and the fact that the tfisa is a regular tfisa does not help, and still we will not say hamitzi mechaverei olav haraya, so too one cannot say that halacha is like Rav Kahana. Since even though he is a bari, and therefore we do not see the tfisa as a gzela, but still we will not say hamitzi mechaverei olav haraya. And for that reason, our Gemara has to go and explain that this that we say halacha k'rav Kana is only because we say atruche beidina trezimni loy matrachinan. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat and Rav Kana and our Gemara's kasha from Rav Nachman on this that we say halacha k'rav Kana. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following case: Malva Oimer Chamesh Leiva Oimer Shalish Amoy Ais Huishtarcha Amar Leishtaria Irkasli Amar Yehuda Malva Neman Miguli Bay Amar Lakucha Hibiyadi. Our Gemara goes on to say Amar Rapapa Ravash Ravid Ravavira Lisfiru Hadra Yehuda Maitaima Hashtara Kivan Ugovaina Koi Mizar Zorbe Umichbash Huda Kavshilishtari Savar Oicha Tartin Shninya Sarta. Our Gemara goes on to say, Amar Ravino Ravashi Ella Mayata Himashkanta Disur the Kosvi Hochi, Bimishwam Shnaya Ilan Tepa Karadaboy Kasev Hecha the Kavshish Tamashkanta, Vamar Kuchi Biodi Hochi Nami de Mehemen, Vichimisakni Rabban and Milsa the Asibo de Pseda. Our Gemara goes on to answer, Amar Hosam Takinu Rabban and the Mariara Yoav Taska Vikori Karia, and by an Ara de Laiswa Karia Vyav Taska. Then we will say, "Boy, leilamachuye, why imchamai iu hu daafsed anavshei." So again, one sees in our Gemara that there is a machoikis if the malva is neman with a migu of a kuche hibiyadi or not, and there is a machoikis if a malva is neman to say a kuche hibiyadi. In the Ramban and Bava Basra from that from a base on a base, we find that the Ramban proves from this Rabbi Yehuda says that if the malva is neman b'migu the kuche hibiyadi, then migu lahaytzi amrinan. Even though he's coming to Yimaitzi from the Leiva, but still Migu Lahaitzi Amrinan. Now, Chayon has to understand, according to Rav Harishenim, who understand the Migu Lahaitzi Amrinan, how do they understand the Shita Rabbi Yehuda? What is Pshat in this? Rabbi Yehuda says that the Malva is Naman B'Migu Lachir, the Migu is a Migu Lahaitzi. So, to answer this kash, we find that the Beis Halevi in Chiyot Gimel Siman Gimel says the following two Mahalchim. The first Mahalch of the Beis Halevi is this that we say, that since the malva is oimid bekarka, it is not considered lahitzi. And even though the fact that he is oimid bekarka is not enough for us to consider him a muchzik, as far as the other 2 years are concerned, but still the migu was not a migu lahitzi. That is the first mahalach of the Beis Halevi. The second mahalach of the Beis Halevi is this that we say, that the halach of migu lahitzi lahaminon is only if both tainas are lahitzi. And even the taina with which he would have been neeman with is also a hitzi. But in our sugi, as far as the taina of a kuche biyadi, that taina is not a hitzi, since as far as a kuche biyadi, he is the mochsik. And for that reason, the migu is not considered a migu a hitzi. So again, we have machlekes harishenim. If we are to understand that the migu of our sugi is a migu a hitzi or not, the Ramban understands that the migu of our sugi is a migu a hitzi, and for that reason, the Ramban proves from our sugi that migu lahaitzi aminan. On the other end, according to the other Rishonim, one has to say that the migu of our sugya is not a migu lahaitzi. Now, to explain pshat and machlekes Rishonim, v'chayr the machlekes Rishonim is dependent upon a fundamental shaila as far as the chesaron of migu lahaitzi. this, the migu ahayti aminan, what is pshat, the migu ahayti aminan, is the pshat, that since there is alacha v'amiti mechaveri alveraya, and in order to miti mechaveri one needs a raya, a migu is not enough of a raya, in order to miti mammon from someone else, is that the pshat, in this that we say migu ahayti aminan, or is the pshat in this that we say migu ahayti aminan, that a taina ahayti is not considered a taina? And since a taina ahayti is not considered a taina, in order to have the parish of amigo, one needs to have a pre-existing taina. Only something which is considered a taina has an amonus of amigo. Something which is not considered a taina does not have an amonus of amigo. Based on these two tzadim, one can explain the machlokes between the Ramban and the other Rishonim as follows. The Ramban understands this that we say amigo ahayti wayaminon is because amigo is not enough of a raiti maitzi. In order to miti, one needs a raya, which means eidos. For that reason, the Ramban understands that the migu of our sugya should have the chesaron of migu ahayti. And if the migu of our sugya does not have the chesaron of migu ahayti from our sugya, one sees a migu ahayti aminan. This, that the Ramban understands a migu ahayti aminan, even though achira, migu is not enough of a raya in order to miti, since in order to be a raya, one needs eidos, is because he is not being mighty with a raya, but rather he's being mighty with a taina. And as far as being mighty with a taina, one does not have the halacha of a mighty mechaveri of a raya. One does not need that the taina should be considered a full-fledged raya. That is a chirpshat in the sheet of the Ramban. This, that the other Rishonim understand that the migu of our sugya is not a migu ahayti, as the Beis HaLevi explains in his two mahalchim, is because the other Rishonim understand this, that we say migu ahayti layaminon, is not based on the halacha of amaiti mechaveri alveraya. Rather, the other Rishonim agree to the Ramban that as far as amaiti mechaveri alveraya, migu would work, since with migu he's not being maiti with a raya, but rather he's being maiti with a taina. Just this, that the other Rishonim understand that migu ahayti layaminon is because a taina lahayti is not considered a taina. We do not see a taina if the person is coming to maitzi. As far as being maitzi, we do not see him as a baal dover for us to say that he has a taina. And for that reason, migu lahayti wayaminon. And since this, that we say migu lahayti wayaminon, is because lahayti is not considered a taina, and therefore one cannot have a migu. For that reason, the Beis Halevi explains that in our Gemara there is no chesaron of migu lahayti. Either according to the first house of the Beis HaLevi, that since the Malva was already in the Karka for 3 years, for that reason he is not considered a Maitzi, and even though as far as a Maitzi mechaveri olveraya, he still has to bring a Raya in order to Maitzi from the Leva. But still as far as us seeing his Taina as a Taina, we see his Taina as a Taina. And for that reason in our Gemara there is no Chesaron of Migu Lahayti. Or according to the second house of the Beis HaLevi, that there is no chesaron amigo lahayti in our Gemara, is because this, that there is a chesaron amigo lahayti, is only if the other taina that he could have tainted was also lahayti. In our Gemara, on the other hand, the taina of Okuchi Biyadi is not lahayti, since he already was yoyishiv in the karka for 3 years, which is enough to be considered a mochsik. And since, as far as the taina of Okucha, he is not considered a mighty, therefore, based on the halacha of koyach ha-taina, we see this, that he says Chamesh as also a taina, and for that reason there is no chesaron of migu ahayti in our Gemara. That is a chirpshat in the basis of the Machlokes HaRishonim, if we apply the halacha migu ahayti layaminon to the migu of our Gemara. In our Gemara we find that Ravid and Ravira argue on Rav Yehuda, and they understand the one is not neman with a migu of a koach biyadi. As the Gemara explains, my time, I shtara kivin the govaina koi mizar zori bahu, mechbashu the kavshil shtari savar oicha taratin shninya serta. Which Rashi explains to mean that according to Rizvid and Ravira, the reason why one is not nemun with a miko of a kul chubiyadi is because advorim mechichin shuramesha omar avad hashtar. Rashi goes on to explain by shtara like domi ushtar zvini. On the other hand, by this star, he should have been Mizdar Zohirbe, do I wear Chesai at Kvois Hashanim? Bahai de Kamar Erchesai Mehemin de Mechbashu de Kavshe. In other words, Rashi explains that since the whole Ne'amonos Amigu is to prove that he is saying the Emes, if we have Advarim Eichichin Shurama, he will not be Ne'amon with Amigu. Our Gemara goes on to say, Amar Ravino Ravashi Omeyatai Mashkanta Desura de Kosvi Hochi, Bemishram Shnaya Ilan Tepa Karadoboi Kasav, Hecha de Kapshur Shna Mashkanta, Vomer Kuchi Biodi Akinami de Mehemin, Vahimasakni Abanamosa da Asibo de Pseda. In other words, as Rashi explains, Ravina is coming to prove that one is not Ne'amon to say Lakuche Hibiyadi, which Tesis in his first shot explains to mean that this one is Ne'amon to say Lakuche Hibiyadi after one is Mukhzik Moshanim is only if the other person is Tayin Shemachzik Babigazel. And if the other person is being Tayin Shemachzik Babigazel, then we say Havia Chazaka Shahoyu Wimcheis Teich Sholish. On the other hand, if your other person is being tain, that it was bo yode as a mashkin, as far as such a taina, the chazak of gemoshanim will not help and will not be able to taina kuchi hibiyadi. Rashi explains that the kasha of Ravina is a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. As Rishonim ask in Rashi, Ocher, the kasha of our Gemara is a kasha on Rav Zvid and Rav Avira as well. Since this, Rav Zvid and Rav Avira are arguing Rav Yehuda is only as far as the Migu is concerned. As far as the actual taina v'kuchi b'yadi, both Rav Zvid and Rav Avira agree that there is an amonus to say v'kuchi b'yadi, and therefore the kasha of Ravina should be a kasha even on Rav Zvid and Rav Avira. And therefore, what does Rashi explain that the kasha of Ravina is only a kasha on Rav Yehuda? This is the kasha that the Rishonim ask in Rashi, and for that reason the Rishonim explain that the kasha of Ravina is a kasha l'kuli alma, even on Rav Zvid and Rav Avira. In the Ramban we find that the Ramban brings down B'shem Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel also explains Pshat in our Gemara that the kasha of Ravina is a kasha on Rav Yehuda and not a kasha on the Shita of Rav Zvid, Rav Avira. So to explain Pshat in the Shita of Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, here one has to say as follows. The Rashi explains this, that according to Rav Zvid and Rav Avira, one is not Ne'amon with Amigu of Akucha, since we say Hashtore Kivan Lugovayna Koy Mezerzor Be'yum Mechbashu Dekavshi Lashtore, is because Rav Zvid and Rav Avira understand that the way Cheskas Gemoshanim works is as we find that the Ramban explains the beginning of Cheskas Habatim, that really one should not need Cheskas Kemoshanim in order to be Ne'amon to say Akur Chubiyadi, since we say Medeshasa Kemechad Raguayim Adavar, that the Karka belongs to whoever is Mukhzik in the Karka. That one needs Kemoshanim is only because we say that Teich Shalosh Aminuwe Umachzik Ach Vishtarcha. And based on the race of Achvishtocha, for that reason, his Mechzikos does not work before Gemoshanim, and only after Gemoshanim. The one no longer has the race of Achvishtocha, does the Chazaka of the Mechzik work. And for that reason, Rav Zvid and Rav Avira both say that if one will have the race of Achvishtocha after Gemoshanim, he will not be Ne'amon, just like one is not Ne'amon Teich Gemoshanim. And therefore in our Gemara, the one has the race of Achvishtocha La'acha Gemoshanim, for that reason he is not Ne'amon to say that really he has a right to stay in the Karka for 5 years. Since as far as a Mashkin is concerned, there is a Tain of Achvishtocha even after 3 years. And therefore the fact that he is a Mochzek will not help, and the fact that he is a Migo will not help, since even as far as a Tain of Akuchi B'yadi, if one would have the race of Achvishtocha b'chisarn in the taina of Akuchi b'yadi as well, just it happens to be that as far as the taina of Akuchi b'yadi, after Gemoshanim one no longer has the race of Achvishtocha. As far as the Mashkin, that one has the race of Achvishtocha even after Gemoshanim. For that reason, he is not Ne'amon to say that the Karka is a Mashkin tachas yadi for 5 years. That is a chuya, how one can explain Pshat Neshita of Rav Zvid and Rav Avira. This Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Yehuda understands, that the Malva is Ne'amon Migudi Bayarma Lakuchi B'yadi, is because Rabbi Yehuda understands that the way Chazaka works is not as Rav Zvid nor Rav Avira explained Chazaka. That really he is a Mochzek just with one day. Just there is a Reis of Achvishtarcha. But rather Rabbi Yehuda understands that there is no Reis of Achvishtarcha. Achvishtarcha is not a Reis. This that one needs Gemoshanim is only as Ksais HaChishon explains that the Iker Chazaka Gemoshanim Einei Ela Takonis Chachomim, Bishum Tikana Ilam de Rugili Lizar Bishtar Tfemi Shalish. Vi Marshech Mizapseda de Okuches. And for that reason, Xesachation goes on to say, Lachin Roch, Hachamim, Masakin, Shaynaman, Becheska, Shalishonim. Vafal Pishain can Raguayim, Madavar, Shabishfil, Zayizka, Basada. And since, according to Yehuda, this that one needs Gemoshonim has nothing to do with the Reis of Achvishtarcha, for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda understands that even where one has a Reis of Achvishtarcha after Gemoshonim, but still his Nemonas will be Kayim. And for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda understands that the Malva is Neman to say that the Karka is a Mashkin Tachas Yadi for 5 years, Migu, that he could have said a Kuchi Biyadi. And even though, as far as this, that he is saying that the Karka is a Mashkin Tachas Yadi for 5 years, one has a Reis of Achvishtarcha even after 3 years, but still he will have an amonos. Since even as far as an amonos of a kuchi biyadi, we do not find that the reyes of achvishtorcha will take away the amonos of a kuchi biyadi. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat v'machlikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Zvid Rav Avira. Now getting back to Ravina's kasha, Ravina asks, from haimashkanta desura de kasvi hachi, b'mishram shnayilan tepek aradaboy kasef, Heicha de kavshi l'shtamashkanta v'amokuchi b'yadi achinami de mehemen v'chim esakni v'abanim melsa da asibo de pseida. Based on this, as we said before, one can explain pshat in this that Rashi and Menachana both say that the kasha of Rashi is only a kasha on the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, not a kasha on the shita of Rav Zvid and Rav Avira. One can say that according to Rav Zvid and Rav Avira, by mashkanta de sura he will not be neman to say l'kuchi hi b'yadi. Since again, according to Rav Zvid and Rav Avira, the way Chazaka works is because we say that really he is mochzik b'chad yayma. Since his raglayim ledover from this that the original Baal Karka was shosak, for that reason by mashkanta this room one does not have any Chazaka whatsoever. Since we no longer have the raglayim ledover of midah shosak, since that he was shosak is only because the Karka is a mashkin tachas yad hamalva, and for that reason we lost the entire Chazaka. Only by Gzela do we have a Chazaka Medishasak. And for that reason, the Kasha of Ravina is only a Kasha on Rav Yehuda's understanding of Chazaka. Since according to Rav Yehuda, the way Chazaka works has nothing to do with Raglayim Ledover. But rather, as Xesa explains, the way Chazaka works is that Akonas Chachamim Mishum Pseida de Ukuche, since after Gemoshanim, it is a Derech that one is no longer Mizdoher Bishtara. And therefore, even by Mashkanta de Surah, one should have a Chazaka la'acha Gemoshanim, and he should be allowed to say Ukuchi Biyadi. That is a Chira, how one can answer the Rishenim's Kasha and Rashi and explain Pshat, in this that both Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananu explain, that the Kasha of Ravina is only a Kasha of Yehuda, not a Kasha on the Shita of Rav Zvid and Rav Avira. Now let's go on to the next Gemara. Our Gemara brings down the following machlokes. Arisay moamechtzei radati. Ubaalbayis oimer ushushay radativ mi nemon. Rav Yehuda omer baalbayis nemon. Rav Nachman omer hakol kaminik hamedina. Our Gemara goes on to say, Savar minoli pligi. Haba asra de shoko arisa palga. Haba asra de shoko arisa tulsa. Omer hu ramori birode bashmu hachi omer abaye afil ba asra de shoko arisa palga. Pligi. Rav Yehuda Amar Baalbayis Neman Dibayi Amar Schiri Ulkitzihu. Now to explain Pshat in the Sheet of Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman says that in a place, the Shokar Risa Palga, the Baalbayis is not Neman, even though he has a Migu that he could have said Schiri Ulkitzihu. We find that the Ramban explains that it is considered a Migu B'Mokhe Minig, and a Migu B'Mokhe Minig is not Neman. Ulkhira from this, Rav Yehuda argues in Rav Nachman, one clearly sees that Yehuda is chilak, and Rav Yehuda understands that migu b'mokem minigam rinan. Now to explain pshat in the shita of Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman understands that migu b'mokem minigoyam rinan. V'chirah pshat in Rav Nachman is this that we say, that since there is a minig, we assume that he did like the minig, and therefore it is considered a migu b'mokem chazaka, and migu b'mokem chazaka loyam rinan. That is a chirah, how one can explain pshat in the shita of Rav Nachman. But now one has to understand what is pshat in this that we find in our Gemara. That if not for the migu, even according to Yehuda, the aris will get half based on the minig hamedina. How can we mitzi mamon based on the minig hamedina? And even if we are to say that the minig hamedina is considered like a chazaka, which for that reason of Yehuda says that we apply the rule of migu b'makom chazaka yaminon, But still, how can one be mighty mammon with a chazaka? Ocherati mighty mammon, one needs a raya. So to explain pshat, in this how we find in our Gemara, that based on the minig one has the ability mighty mammon, ocher one has to say, as we find in the Shita b'shem Rabbeinu Yehinasan. The Rabbeinu Yehinasan says, the misha mighty atzmai min minig olav lahavi raya. In other words, the minig is not just a chazaka, but rather the minig creates a stoma. And whoever is coming to Himaiti from the stomach, we say, Olav Lahavi Raya. And for that reason, we will say that based on the minig, even according to Yehuda, one has the ability to Himaiti Mammon from the Balabayas. Based on this, one can say that the Machoikes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda is a Machoikes if Migu works by Makim such a stomach, which is Machayev Raya. Rav Nachman understands that since the stomach is Machayev Raya, the migu is not enough of a raya, and for that reason, the Baal Bayis is not neman, even though he has a migu. On the other hand, Rav Yehuda argues, and Rav Yehuda understands that even though there is a stoma, but still there is an emunas of migu, since again the migu is not working. With that, we consider the migu as a raya, but rather with the migu, he has the ability to be toyin a taina, to keep the mamon tachas yadei, and therefore, even though migu is not enough of a raya, but still he has the ability to win mehoches toin v'nitan. That is a chaya, how one can explain pshat and machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda. In the Mordechai, in Siman Shin Sadi Zayin, we find that the Mordechai asks the following kasha. The Mordechai proves from the Mishnah in Pei and Periches Mishnah Gimel, Amigo b'makim minigoy aminan, diminig hamadina is adif me migo. And so too we find in the Rash, in Peah Periches Mishneh Gimel. Mordechai asks, if so, what is pshat in this? The Rav Yehuda says that the Baal Bayis is Naaman since he has a migo that he could say Schira Yo Kitzehu. And so too one can ask, even from the Shita of Rav Yehuda, as we find in the Shita that Ben Yerinison explains pshat in the Shita of Rav Yehuda, that according to Rav Yehuda, migo does not work, and the Baal Bayis is not Naaman even though he has a migo of Schira Yo Kitzehu, is only because Schira Yo Kitzehu has a call. Had he been Schira Yolkitei, there would have been a call. And for that reason, there is no migo that he could have said Schira Yolkiteihu. So from Rabbi Yehina, someone sees that even according to Yehuda, migo works in Mokka Minig. Okay, from the Mishnah and Pei, on the other hand, one sees that migo does not work in Mokka Minig. So to answer the Kasha of the Mordechai, we find that the Tumim answers the Kasha of the Mordechai as follows. This that we find in the Mishnah and Pei, that migo in Mokka Minig oy aminon, is only as far as the Mishnah and Peah is concerned, since the Mishnah and Peah is a Shaila about Isurim. The Mishnah and Peah is referring to a case. We have a Shaila if the Tvua that is Tachas Yad Ha'oni is a Tevo or not. And therefore there is a Shaila if we are Mechayev the Oni to Mafresh from whatever is Tachas Yadi or not. And he has a Migu which is Keneged HaMinig, to say that he is not mechuyev to mafresh and whatever is tachas yodei is not tevel. As far as Yisurim, we will say that migu b'mokam minig oy aminon, since as far as Yisurim, we go basar roiv, and a minig itself is considered as if we have a roiv. And since one has a minig, and the minig is considered like a roiv, therefore one has a roiv which is machria, that whatever is tachas yodei is tevel. And therefore we will say that migu b'mokam minig oy aminon. On the other hand, as far as our sugya is concerned, which is a shaila relative to mammon, as far as mammon, we say in hochen b'mammon achar haroiv, and therefore in hochen b'mammon achar haminig. And for that reason, according to Yehuda, we will say the migo b'mokem minig aminon. That is how the Tumim answers the kasha of the Mordechai. Ocher, one can ask the following tmiya on the Tumim. How can the Tumim say that since the way minig works is midin roiv, for that reason we will apply the halacha in hocha mammon achar roiv? From our Gemara, one clearly sees one has the ability to mighty mammon with a minig. And for that reason, if not for the migo of Yehuda, one would have the ability to mighty mammon with a minig, and the Baal Bayis himuchuyev to give the ares palga. So chira divrei hatumim are tzrichin iyun gadol. But now getting back to the Mordechai's kasha, chira one can answer the Mordechai's kasha. I'll pee the mahalach of the Tumim based on this that we said before. That even though one sees in our Gemara that Yehuda understands a migo b'mokam minig aminon, but still as far as the Mishnah and Peah, we will say that migo b'mokam minig oy aminon. This that we say in our sugya that migu emokem minig aminon is only based on this, that since the Baal Bayis has a migu, therefore he will win mehoches tain veniton. Based on this that he has a migu, he has a taina, and his taina is a taina that will work. And for that reason, Yehuda understands a migu emokem minig aminon. On the other hand, as far as the Mishnah in Peah is concerned, that as a Tumim explains, a Mishnah in Peah is a shayla bat isurim. If we consider whatever is tachas yadi as teva or not, as far as isurim, there is no hilchas tain v'nitan. A person cannot win in hilchas isurim with a taina. For isurim, one needs to have an actual birur, and therefore, as far as the birurim that are necessary for isurim, we say the migu b'mokem minig oyaminon, and the migu is not enough to mevarer b'mokem minig. And for that reason, as far as the Mishnah and Peah is concerned, the Kuyamu will say the migu b'mokem minig oyaminon. That is Zuchira, how one can answer the Mordechai's Kasha based on this that we said before. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following case. Yisimim oimim anu hishbachnu. Ubal chay v'oimir avichem ishbiach al milu avi raya. In the Gemara before and after Svavim and Aleph, we find that the Gemara says that in a case that the loiva owes the malva, kishir aru ushvacha, then we differentiate between a lekeach and between a mekabel matana. As far as the lekeach is concerned, the Baal Chayv has a right to moiti from the lekeach, even the shvach. On the other hand, as far as the mekabel matana, we say that a Baal Chayv cannot take away the shvach from the mekabel matana. Now, what is the halach as far as Yerushim are concerned? The Rambam Shita is that we compare Yerushim to a mekabel matana. And just like by mekabel matana, one does not have a right to take the shvach from the mekabel matana, since there is no achrayis from the Nisan HaMatana to the Mekabel HaMatana, so too as far as Yerushim, the Baal Chayv does not have a right to take the Shvach. On the other hand, Tesis argues, and Tesis explains, that the Yerushim have the same din as Okuches. And just like by Okuches we say, that the Baal Chayv has a right to take the Shvach from the Okuches, so too as far as Yerushim, the Baal Chayv has a right to take the Shvach from the Yerushim. Tesis explains, this that we say that by Yerushim, the Baal Chayv has a right to take the Shvach from the Yerushim, even though there is no achrayis for the shvach, and the Yerushim are losing the shvach, and we do not compare Yerushim to a mekabel matana, with whom we say that a Baal Chayv does not have a right to take shvach from a mekabel matana, since the mekabel matana will lose if the Baal Chayv takes away his shvach. Tosis explains, mishum the kari davun ninu, the Yerushim are considered kari davun. Now, one has to understand pshat and Tosis, even if we are to say that the Yerushim are considered Kari Davun, that is only as far as Karka that they Yerushin from their father. Bukhir the Shvach is considered as if they bought new Karka that had nothing to do with the father. And therefore, just because Yerushim are Kari Davuninu, that should not be a reason to enable the Baal Chayv to collect Shvach from the Yerushim. So to explain Pshat in the Shita of Tesis, and to explain Pshat in the Machlokes between Tesis and the Rambam, if as far as Yerushim we say that Baal Chayv has a right to collect Shvach or not, Bukhira 1 can explain that the Machlokes is a fundamental Machlokes as far as how to understand the halacha of Shmuel, that Shmuel says that Baal Chayv is Goyves HaShvach. The Rashi explains this, that according to Shmuel, Baal Chayv has a right to collect Shvach, is a takana hi wa Baal Chayv shaitinu delas b'fnei lovin. In other words, entire halacha of this that Shmuel says Baal Chayv has a right to collect Shvach is only a takonas chachamim, and we say Amura Rabbanu Shvuda de Baal Chayv Shol Yafsid Kval Mimasha Mocher Haloive Karka Meshubadoi Vyigve Hashvach Min Halakeach Kemoish Hoyigoyveyo Ilu Hoysa Sada Biara Loive Vayagam Hu Amo Baal Mashpicha. And for that reason, the Rosh goes on to say that this that we find in the Gemara before and after Svav, that Rava explains Pshat and Shmuel Teda, and the Moich was Makabal Achrayis for the Shvach of the Lekeach, the Gemara means to say, Demaro was Sakan Eitzel Baal Chayv Ola Hafsid B'Takona Zeis Es HaLekeach. And for that reason, Rava explains that with this Takonas Chachamim, they were not Mafsid the Lekeach, since the Moich is Achrayis for the Shvach of the Lekeach. Hilkach hadifu hu tukuni de galvi baal chayv mi lekeach de shaycha beini lasdeles. On the other hand, Rashi before and after Svav argues, and Rashi understands this, that baal chayv is goyves hashvach is mi'ikar adin, and this that baal chayv is goyves hashvach is na mitakonis chachamim. But rather we say that mi'ikar adin, the shibud eschala hashvach, just like the shibud is chal on the guf hakarka. In other words, we consider the shvach as if the shvach itself is like the guf hakarka. And whatever shibud the Baal Chayiv has on the guf hakarka, the Baal Chayiv has on the shvach. Now, according to the Rosh, this that we say, that the Baal Chayiv is only gave a shvach from a lekech and not from a mekal matana, is because the takanas chachamim of this that the Baal Chayiv has a right to collect shvach, is only if the gvias hashvach will not cause a hefsid to the one who was mashviach. By lekeach, the gvia of the shvach will not cause a hefsid to the lekeach, since the meicher is achroi for the shvach. On the other hand, by makal matana, that there is no achrayis for the shvach, for that reason there is no takonas chachomim, and therefore the Baal Chayiv does not have a right to collect shvach from the makal matana. That is according to the Rosh. On the other hand, according to Rashi, who understands that the right to be gave a shvach and the shibud on the shvach is meikar adin, this that we differentiate between a lekech and a makabal matana, and this that Rava explains, that the only right of the Baal Chayiv to collect shvach and a lekech is because the meicher is achroi for the shvach of the lekech, is as Rashi explains, that in order to be gave even something which is meshubid, is only if his gvia will not cause a hefsid to the lekech. Rashi goes on to explain, this that a Baal Chayiv has a right to collect the guf hakarka from the lekeach is only because he has a tain on the lekeach that amai kabelte me'ayin eg vechoivi. And therefore, as far as shvach, that there is no such taina, as long as the lekeach will be nifsad, the Baal Chayiv will not be able to collect the shvach from the lekeach. Shibo does not give him a right to mafsa the lekeach without a taina on the lekeach. And therefore, one needs the achrayas of the meicher in order to enable the Baal Chayiv to collect the shvach from the lekeach, since when there is achrayas, the lekeach is not being nifsad. This the Rashi understands, that the shvach is meshubin meikra adin, can either be explained as we mentioned before, since we consider the shvach kegufa shol karka, or one can say that the shvach is meshubin because Rashi understands that the Baal Chayiv has an arei ashbach in the shvach. And just like the guf hakarka is meshubed, whatever shvach comes out of the guf hakarka will be meshubed as well. Now getting back to the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos Zocher, one can explain that the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos is dependent upon this machlokes between Rashi and the Rosh. This that Tosfos understands, that as far as Yorshim are concerned, we say that a Baal Chayiv has a right to collect shvach from the Yorshim. Tosfos is going b'shitas Rashi, that mi'ikar hadin the shvach is meshubed. Just even where one has a shibud on the shvach, and even where there is a shibud, one cannot collect a shibud if the collection of the shibud will be gerim a hefzit to the lekeach without a tfiyah on the lekeach. And therefore, as far as Yarshim, that we say the Yarshim are kari davu ninu, for that reason one has the ability to be gerim the shvach from the Yarshim, even though the gviya of the shvach from the Yarshim will cause the Yarshim a hefzit, since one has a tefillah directly on the Yorshim, since they are kari davu ninu. This that the Rambam argues on Tosfos is because the Rambam understands like the shita of the Rosh, that the entire halacha of this that Shmuel says of Baal Chayiv is goyves hashvach is only mitakonas chachamim, and since the entire halacha is only mitakonas chachamim, for that reason we say that the takonas chachamim only applies to a case where the gviya of the shvach will not cause the baal hashvach hahefsid. And therefore by Yorshim, that the Gviya of Shvach will cause the Yorshim a Hefzid, a Baal Chayiv does not have a right to collect that Shvach. Now getting back to our Gemara, again our Gemara says, Yisaymim Oymrim Onu Shvachnu. Now to understand the Taina of the Yisaymim, according to the Rambam, the Taina of the Yisaymim is Poshet, since they are saying Onu Shvachnu, for that reason the Baal Chayiv does not have any right to collect the Shvach that they were Mashbiach. On the other hand, according to Tosfos, one has to explain Pshat in our Gemara as we find before in Tosfos and after Tesvav, that our Gemara is referring to an apaytiki as we find in our Gemara Lamaskana. And since we are referring to an apaytiki when the Yisraelim say Anu Ashbachnu, what they are saying is that they should be considered like a Yerud Oteich Sade Chaveri, and therefore the Baal Chayiv Shemuchuyiv to pay them their Hoitzoyas, just like every Yerud. In other words, even though by regular Karka, which is Meshubed, we do not consider whoever is mashpiach the karka as a yerid or teich sadeh chaveray. By an apaytiki, we consider whoever is yerid into the sadeh as a yerid or teich sadeh chaveray. That is how Tosfos explains pshat in our Gemara. In Rashi, one clearly sees that Rashi explains pshat in our Gemara like the shita of the Rambam. Rashi explains a tiny of the yisemim of onu ashbachnu, ve'enu ba'ochei ba'mesh ve'shbichu yisemim klom. Ochei, one can ask a seeming steer in Rashi, As we mentioned before, Vishita's Rashi Shita is that based on the Halacha of Shmuel, the Baal Chayv is Goyves HaShvach. The Shvach is Meshubin Me'ikar Adin. Just one needs a Taina, or at least that there should not be a Hefzid in order to be Goyves HaShvach. And therefore, as far as Yerushim is concerned, we should say the Baal Chayv has a right to be Goyves HaShvach, even from the Shvach Sheshbichu HaYisayimim. So to explain Pshat and Rashi, Ochir, one has to say, the Rashi is chiluk on this, that Tosfos says we consider the Yerushim as kari davun, and there is a tefillah on the Yerushim based on this, that the Yerushim are kari davun. But rather, Rashi understands that there is no tefillah directly on the Yerushim. The entire tefillah is just on whatever is meshubed, and therefore, if the Yerushim will have a hefsid, the Baal Chayv will not be able to collect from the shvach sheshbichu hayisaimim. And therefore, so too one can say b'shitas haRambam. That even if we are to say that the Rambam agrees to the Shita of Rashi, that this Baal Chayv is Goyves HaShvach is Me'ikar Adin, and the Shvach is Meshubin Me'ikar Adin, but still one will not be able to be given the Shvach from the Yerushim, just like one cannot collect Shvach from a Mekabel Matana. Now getting back to the Shita of Tosfos, who explains that our Gemara is referring to an Apaitiki, and the Tfiyah of the Yisayimim on the Baal Chayv is this, that the Yisayimim are being Teveya, that the Baal Chayv should be chayv to pay their tzoyes, k'din yoyud ha-techsad ha-chaveroi. If so, what is pshat in this? Our Gemara says, Sabar Abchino ha-meymar, Ara v'cheskas yas mikayma, v'al Baal Chayv ha-havi raya. And our Gemara just says, that this Rabbi Chanan argues, and Rabbi Chanan says, al yisayim ha-havi raya, is only because we say, Ara kivan du-govayna kayma kamande gavya damya, v'al yisayim ha-havi raya, which our Gemara explains is based on a Mishnah Bava Basra, of Safek Zakadim, Safek Zakadim, Kaitzitz Ve'enei Nais and Damim, Alma Kivan Omekats Kaimar Minulei Aisi Rayo Shkol. This is a Kasha that Tosfos asks in our Sugya. Tosfos answers a Kasha in the second Teretz by saying that even by Yerudot Techsodach Haveri Nami Hoyasavar the Misalkinon Le Ba'ara. From Tosfos one sees the following Chiddush, that by every Yerudot Techsodach Haveri, Vinata Shalei Bershos, he has a schos in the Gufa Karka. Since he was Mashpiach the Gufa Karka, he has a schos in the Gufa Karka according to the amount of Eitzoyas that he was Moitzi. And since he has a schos in the Gufa Karka, for that reason, Rabbi Chanina understands that we will say, Ara Bechezgas Yas Mikaima Vabal Choy Vohaviraya. And so too this Rabbi Chanan says, Al Yisayim Vohaviraya is only because we say, Ara Kiva Nugovayna Kaima, Man de Gavia Damya. That is a chay the chiddush one sees in our Gemara according to the Shita of Tosfos. Tosfos in his first heretz answers a kasha by saying v'yishoymer dekivan shayakarka becheskas aviam tchila v'adayin yotzem rishus anadifi miyeru datech sadech averoi v'nata shoy bershos. A chay pshat in the first heretz of Tosfos is this that we say that even though by every yeru datech sadech averoi v'nata shoy bershos the chiv to pay the itzoyis of the yeru is just a chiv mamen ba'alma. But as far as this Yerud, as far as the Yisayimim being Mashpiach, the Karka that was Shaykh to their father, even though the Karka is not Paitiki to the Baal Chayv, and therefore they are considered like a Yerud, but by not Paitiki, the Chiv to pay their Yitzoyas is because we say that Kashir or Yitzoyas have a Chilak Begufa Karka. That is a Chir Pshat in the first Teretz of Tosfos. From Tosfos one sees as well that this that we say, that the Yerud has a schos in the Guf HaKarka, and he has a schos in the Guf HaKarka Keshir HaYitzoyis, is only according to the Havmin of our Gemara, that there is a chiv to pay the Yerud from the Karka. According to the Maskan of our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, that Misalkinu Bezuzi, the Yerud does not have any schos in the Guf HaKarka, but rather, it is just a chiv moment to pay him Kefi HaYitzoyisav, and therefore we will have a regular Hamayitzi Mechavirei Olav Haraya. This that Tosfos understands that by a Paitiki, we consider whoever is Mashpiach the Karka as a Yerud or Techsodech Haveroi, is Tosfos Hashitase before and after Svavam Abbas. That Tosfos explains that by a Paitiki, the Baal Chayv has a right to collect Shvach even more than the money that is owed to him. In other words, Tosfos understands that by a Paitiki we will say Arai Ashvach, since we consider the Paitiki as the Karka of the Baal Chayv. On the other end, Rashi before and after Svavam Beis argues, and Rashi understands that even by a Paitiki, the Baal Chayv cannot collect Shvach more than the money that is owed to him. So from Rashi, one sees a Rashi understands that a poitigi is not considered the karka of the Baal Chayiv. And for that reason, we will not say Ari Ashbach, and so to occur according to Rashi, by a poitigi one will not have a halach of Yerud or Teich Sadech Averai. And therefore, Rashi Oshitase has to explain Pshat in our Gemara, this at the Yisayim of a Tain of Anu Ashbachnu, means to say that since Anu Ashbachnu, for the reason Baal Chayiv, does not have any right to take their Ashbach. Rashi cannot explain like Tesis, that since we are referring to an apoitiki, for that reason their taina of anu ashpachnu means to say that they have a taina that the Baal Chayiv is mechuyev to pay their etzoyas, since according to Rashi, even by an apoitiki we do not consider the mashpiach as a yerid or teich sadech haveroi. We do not consider an apoitiki as sadech haveroi. According to Tesis, this Ragamar says that by an apoitiki, one cannot be misalek the Baal Chayiv Bezuzi, is a chayiv based on this that we say that the apoitiki is considered the sada of the Baal Chayiv. And for that reason, one cannot be misalek the Baal Chayiv Bezuzi from the sada that belongs to him. On the other hand, according to Rashi, this we differentiate between a regular karka meshubed, that one has a right to misalek Bezuzi, and an apoitiki that one cannot be misalek Bezuzi, is the chayiv because Rashi understands that by a regular shibud we will say that he does not have his chos in the guf hakarka. His entire tefiyah on the guf hakarka is based on this, that his mamon is gabei, that the money that is owed to him is nimtza by the karka, and therefore the loch will be yachol esuke bezuzi. On the other hand, by napaitiki, the malva has his chos in the guf hakarka, and for that reason, by napaitiki we will say that one cannot be misalek bezuzi. That is a chira, the mahalach as far as how to understand this, that we differentiate between an apoitiki and a regular shibud according to the shita of Rashi. Now, if we are to understand that according to Rashi, by every shibud, the malva does not have a schos in the guf hakarka, but rather we say that the moment that is owed to the malva is nimtza eitzel hakarka, then a chira, this that Rashi understands, that the shvach of the karka as meshubin meikar adin cannot be because we say arei ashbach, since again the malva does not have his chos in the guf hakarka. So according to Rashi, Ochayo, one has to say this, that according to Shmuel, Baal Chayiv is goyves ha-shvach meikar adin, and the shvach is meshubin meikar adin, is only because we say that the shvach itself is considered like the guf hakarka. And just like there is a tfias mamin on the guf hakarka, so too there is a tfias mamin on the shvach, which is considered like the guf hakarka. This is a chira, how one has to explain pshat in the shita of Rashi.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.